From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Europe is still without a plan Tuesday to relocate 120,000 migrants. European Union International and Interior Ministers support the plan for binding quotas, but the Eastern European countries, including Hungary, raised objections. The ministers did agree on an earlier plan to relocate 40,000 migrants now in Greece and Italy. The Swedish Justice Migration Minister, Morgan Johansson, said he hopes that Europe can do more.
That the European Union can commit itself to redistribute 120,000 refugees from Italy, Greece and Hungary, another 120 above of the top of those 40,000 that we agreed on this summer.
On Monday, Hungary blocked its main crossing point along the border with Serbia. The Hungarian prime minister saying new laws restricting immigration call for severe punishment for human traffickers. The U.S. Defense Department has confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an airbase in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman says the movement of Russian personnel and equipment into an area near the coastal city of Latakia suggests the establishment of a forward operating base. Syria's ambassador to Russia denies having Russian troops in Syria. Russia has only admitted to supplying arms to Syria and helping to train personnel to use those weapons. Australia is operating under new leadership Tuesday. Malcolm Turnbull was sworn into office, becoming the country's fourth leader in 2 years. Turnbull emerged as leader of the Liberal Party following a surprise vote late Monday that ousted Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Abbott on Tuesday pledged to make the leadership transition as smooth as possible.
Leadership changes are never easy for our country. My pledge today is to make this change as easy as I can. There'll be no wrecking, no undermining,